Well, apparently there was some kind of a collision, is what we heard, with the Entergy transmission system that feeds 13 of our substations. Again, transmission is owned by someone else. All of the power that we distribute, it comes into our substations via transmission lines, either owned by Southwest Power Administration or by Entergy. And due to that problem on the Entergy transmission lines, we lost 13 substations, which was somewhere around 12,000 members that were out of power in Baxter County and surrounding areas. That was about 12:15. We were able to reroute power to those substations from other directions, and as of now, everybody's back on.
When something like this, something major like this happens, tell us about on your end, what do you have to do there? You mentioned the rerouting, but what else goes into that?
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that makes for a good distribution system is to be able to have dual feeds, to be able to bring in power from different directions. And, you know, over the years, decades, North Arkansas Electric has worked to have, you know, alternate secondary feeds coming into the substations, because when you lose a substation, you lose a lot of folks. So we obviously want dual feeds. Again, we've got metering points. We've got power coming into our system from different directions, so we're able to feed it from a different direction. Now, that does take manpower. It takes a lot of engineering expertise to do that. And in this case, about 35 minutes, we were able to do that, refeed those 13 transmission or substations from different directions, and get everyone back on as soon as possible. And I'm assuming they're still making repairs on that transmission line. So it's a good thing the way we've got the redundancy within the distribution system.
Is that something that you do from your home office, or does that have to be done in the field?
It has to be done in the field. And, of course, you have the safety aspect of it, which is always, you know, top priority for us, is keeping our men and women and the members safe as well. But, no, it has to be done, and you have to have someone in multiple stations. You have to have men positioned when you do all this switching. So it's a tedious chore, but it's not something that we're unaccustomed to or can't do in a short period of time.